This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now with today's entry, here's Katie Donovan.
February 21st, 1779. It rained, which added to the soaking Lieutenant Colonel Clark's army would endure. Captain Bowman said, "We began to ferry our men over the Wabash in our two canoes to a small hill. Two canoes and 170 men. That must have been a time-consuming venture. Once the dangerous current had been crossed, the sick were put in the canoes while the healthy marched. We thought to get to town that night, so plunged into the water, sometimes to the neck, for more than 1 league, 3 miles. When we stopped on the next hill, still no provisions."
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reve High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.